This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Is it strange I call you? How do you think that I might forget all my love? It's radiating further away.
You're with the Priest, the Pom, and the Poof on the Spirit Lounge, the show that explores sexuality and spirituality for our community.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with Joy the Priest, Bertie the...
Which am I? Am I the Poof?
You're the Pom.
You're the tartan Pom, darling, remember?
Oh, that's right.
And Andrew is the gorgeous Poof.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about our favourite subject.
I know, aren't we? Last week we started to, a little bit late, but look at Easter and Jesus died for all our sins. And then we really started to talk about sin, didn't we? And we all got quite excited about talking about sin.
We got excited about sin.
So we thought we'll do a programme about sin. And in the last 7 days, we've all been away committing lots of sin.
Yeah, the seven deadly sins.
Yep, and none of us got arrested. So,
well, not that we're admitting on here.
Not yet. I did get followed by a police car down the road for quite a while. No.
I was trying to go down a street today and there's police everywhere, and it was where they were shooting at that house near my place.
Really? Do you live in some dodgy part of Melbourne?
No, it was quite a nice part, really. Well, they did.
It was quite nice. Someone's
shooting bullets is a sin, I feel. Anyway, you've got to SMS us your take on what is the best sin. Is that what we want to know?
Yeah, or what's the best sin? We'll talk about the seven deadly sins. Should they still be sins in this day and age? Or, in fact, are there new sins in the 21st century?
Yeah, what's a modern version of the seven deadly sins?
Yeah.
So, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
So, yeah, we're talking about sin tonight. We're going to talk about the seven deadly sins. We're going to talk about the origination of them and what they really mean. And then we're going to talk about modern day sinning, because it has all changed, of course, since the 5th century.
Slightly.
Just slightly, yeah. And you will notice that there's a common theme to the music this week as well, because we found lots of sinful, bad, naughty, lustful, and all sorts of songs like that. So we're going to play the first one. In fact, we've just listened to the Pet Shop Boys, which it's a sin. Perfect, perfect. And now we've got 'Cause I Can by Pink. You took my hand, you showed me. You are with the Priest, the Pom, and the Poof on the Spirit Lounge every Monday night from 9 till 10 on Joy 94.9. And tonight we are talking about the seven deadly sins. And we looked into the origination of those, and we found out that they were originally drafted in the 5th century by Greek monastic theological monk, I think, called Evagrius of Pontus. It sounds very Latin, doesn't it?
It does. He sounds like he was quite the thinking man as well.
Yeah, obviously, and there were eight sins to start with, weren't there, Andrew, because you looked it up.
I did look. My internet searching skills are amazing.
We're amazed.
Yeah, like Google and Wikipedia. And the eighth one was?
The eighth one was sadness.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? How can that be a sin?
Well, I think it's curious that it was actually dropped.
Yeah.
Like, so I think it was sometime in the next century that the Catholic Church started looking at these things, and one of the popes kind of said, oh, you know, let's put out like an official list. Mm.
It was Pope Gregory the Great.
And he left sadness off the list for some reason.
So sadness got dumped.
Maybe he's quite sad about the first seven.
Yes.
And how bad he was.
Yes. Suicidal by the time he got to sadness.
So he thought, oh, no.
So what are the seven deadly sins which were officially printed, if you like? They were probably written on papyrus paper, weren't they, in the 6th century?
Well, the first one was pride, also known as vanity.
You see, pride means something completely different to us these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, Pride March.
Yeah, it's more of a positive thing.
Yeah, but in those days, well, it talks about pride being the excessive belief in one's own abilities that interferes with the individual's recognition of the grace of God. Mm. It has been called the sin from which all others arise. It's the big one.
So that's the headline one, the headline sin.
That's meant to be the boss of sins, yeah, pride. But we'll come up, because later on in the program we're going to talk about if you were to rewrite the sins for modern day, what would they be? And it's interesting, I've kept some in and kept some out. So pride's a really interesting one. And the next, what's the next one? Envy.
Yes, is the desire for others' traits, status, abilities or situation.
The next one that's on the list is gluttony, which is a gross overconsumption or the desire to consume more than what you actually really need.
It's about binging.
Says us eating chocolate. But that's the people from Roundup's fault. They left them here.
Yep. By the way, thanks to Roundup.
Yeah, for thanks their great Roundup program and the chocolates.
And then the next one is anger. It's manifested in...
What happened to lust?
Oh,
the
lust.
The one we all love.
You skipped over.
I did.
Oh, Freudian lust slip.
Is an inordinate craving for the pleasures of the body.
So I'm guessing because you skipped over it, that one's not on your updated list.
No, I've dropped lust. Oh. That's not on my updated list.
You've given up lust?
No, it's just not a sin. How can it be a sin?
Yeah, but we're talking about Catholic monks who are not meant to have sex, even with themselves.
But you
see, they're not allowed to lust. So, of course, it'd be a sin.
But you see, lust, the dictionary says it means to please, delight or pleasure. And lusty originally meant joyful, merry or full of healthy vigour. So the monks could have been full of healthy vigour.
Yeah, I don't think they saw it that way, though.
There might have been something lost in translation along the way as well. You don't really know.
Yeah, he was Greek.
But don't you? But you've heard of the expression, he's got such a lust for life.
Mm.
You know, yes. That's there's nothing sexual about that. Well, it could be. But, I mean, there's nothing meant to be sexual about that actual phrase, is there? So,
no.
Yeah, I think last night, Andrew's waving at us saying, get on with it. anger is manifested in the individual who spurns love and opts instead for fury. It is also known as wrath.
The wrath.
Wrath of God.
Yeah.
And second last one.
Greed is a desire for material wealth or gain, ignoring the realm of the spiritual. It is also called avarice or covetousness.
And the butting in there. And the final one, not only is it a mammal in Latin America, but the sloth. Sloth is the avoidance of physical or spiritual or emotional work. Basically means you're a lazy pig.
That sounds good to me.
We're going to come back, and when we come back, we want to hear about what your modern take is on the seven deadly sins. We've just run through the traditional ones, so we would like to hear what your thoughts are.
And shall I remind them, SMS is 0427 joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Morosi, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with Joy, Bertie and Andrew. And that was a beautiful voice of Tori Amos with a great song called Abnormally Attracted to Sin. Oh, we all know what that's like, don't we? And we're actually talking about seven deadly sins. Mm. And you've got to SMS or email us in either your favourite sin or a modern version of what you think should be the seven deadly sins. You only have to send in one. And how do they contact us, Bertie?
They contact us by SMS, 0427-569949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au or phone us 1300-569949. And we're talking about the original seven deadly sins, or seven cardinal sins, all the same thing. And actually the first one is pride, which is a really, really interesting word, because I think the word pride just means something so different today, and especially to the gay community, obviously. But even that aside, you know, you take pride in one's appearance, you take pride in your achievements. There's national pride, there's ethnic pride, there's gay pride. I think the word pride is such a positive word these days. So I've actually knocked it off my list of seven sins.
Yeah, I quite agree. I just think it is something that I guess you can... You can be proud, which I think is different to having pride.
Yeah, you don't. You know, it doesn't. You don't have to, if you feel pride, it doesn't. It doesn't mean you feel conceit or anything like that.
No.
You know, if you feel pride, I mean, I don't. I think it's a really positive thing.
Yep.
Though, but interestingly enough, other translations would suggest that the word vanity probably closely resembles what was intended.
Yeah.
So, I think that vanity probably has more negative negative aspects to it. So there might be a little element of truth in there. I'm not sure whether you can...
But there's also a naivety attached to vanity, isn't there? I mean, I've got some mates who are terribly vain. They're always looking in the mirror and, you know... But, I mean, again, I don't think there's anything terribly sinful about that. I mean...
But maybe us judging them is more sinful than them actually being vain.
Now we're getting deep.
Whoops.
The other one that I thought was quite interesting, just translating them in modern day, is gluttony, because, you know, it is the overindulgence, the overconsumption of food and drink predominantly, and intoxicants, to the point of waste and excess. And, you know, there's many a time that I've been in the States working and what have you, maybe on holiday, and sorry to pick on the Americans, but this is where I think it's originated from. And you look at the portion sizes, you look at the waste of food, and in the modern day, I think it's still a sin, because the first world overindulges while the third world struggle to find enough food and water to survive. And that's such an imbalance in life that, again, gluttony I've kept on my list.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I left it off mine, but I left on greed, so... I think there's some...
The two are definitely related, I think.
Yeah.
Well, greed is the desire for material wealth or gain.
Yeah, I think it can also be the desire to have all the food in the world and not share it with anyone else.
Well, then you'll just die of obesity.
But gluttony can refer to other things besides food too.
It's invariably what you consume.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sure, you could, and you can take any consumable, but I think in the main, it's meant to be about...
Because I've actually got excessive commercialism on my list.
Yeah, is that on your list of
sentences? Probably gluttony.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, excessive just a different way of...
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's probably gluttony, like looking at using up resources, like a food version of gluttony is using up the physical resources that we have of, you know, the land space it takes to grow the food and the actual grains themselves and all those sorts of things. Whereas consumerism consumes things like oil to make the plastic and, you know, copper to lay down all the little electronic components and stuff like that. So, it's almost the same thing, just two different perspectives, I guess.
Subject to interpretation, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. The other one I left on my list was greed, which, of course, is an excessive desire to possess wealth. And again, today, when is anything enough? When do we learn to be more charitable? When do we learn to share? I think the gap between the haves and the have-nots is widening in modern day. So I think greed is still a real disease.
And I think it's led by corporations in many ways. You look at the banks who keep raising rates and charging more fees.
Yep.
for a lot of people who cannot afford it. Mm. And yet they keep making these incredible profits.
Mm, huge.
And nothing is enough.
Mm, yeah.
It keeps going up and up and up.
Yeah.
You know, and they make money off the poorer countries who need to borrow money to exist. It's really shocking.
I think we have to all stop and be more charitable. And you're right, it's absolutely, you know, corporations can make such a bigger difference so much more quickly than individuals. But individuals collectively is also very powerful, but it's persuading everyone to make
that
decision.
But then you get, is it Bill Gates who gives the majority of his money?
Massive, yeah.
Well, away.
He doesn't even work for Microsoft anymore. He now, like, runs a charity that just spends.
Yeah,
just
a trust
on communities.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Bill Gates. You know, the late Michael Jackson, amazing contributor to charity. Elton John. Yeah, I'm sure there's millions more that everyone can think of who's listening. But you know, I mean, I often think to myself, if I was lucky enough to be that rich, because you know, I could sing or I could act.
Are you saying that you can't sing?
I can.
I've heard you while we've been
playing songs. I can sing, but I'm not going to sing on air. But you know, if any of us around this table were lucky enough to be like super, super rich, I mean, wouldn't you just want to help people less fortunate than yourself?
Oh, exactly.
It'd just be the first thing you'd do, wouldn't it? Yeah. I mean, how many houses do you want? How many cars do you want? How many? I mean, you just can't. I can only drive one car at one time. Yeah. I can only live in one house at one time.
You know?
But yeah, so greed stayed on my list. Absolutely.
And the other one. What about sloth? Did sloth stay on
your
list?
Well, I was looking at pictures of sloths today. Because, you know,
I went to the museum to do my
little
research
mammals.
On sloths, and I saw a little stuffed sloth. They're actually the cutest little animals.
They're little mammals who live in the rainforest in Latin America, and they sleep between 15 and 18 hours a day.
Ah, so that's why it's called sloth.
Yeah, so they're idle, these little idle mammals, and apparently they just clamber down the tree to have a pee, and then they go back up.
And so then the other hours they just eat, is that the story?
Yes.
So eat, sleep.
Yeah, they eat.
How do they ever reproduce?
I think
Look, it's an effort. They really have to put themselves out for that.
it's probably only once a year, and you know, it's just in those few hours that they're not sleeping. Bless them. I mean, but that's what it comes after, perhaps. But in the religious text it says it is the need for one to work to support society, which is interesting, and that you don't need to translate into today, do you? And therefore today, you know, there are so many people just dossing about and living off the state and living off the taxpayers and living off other people. And actually, yeah, there's a lack of sense of responsibility. It is the need for one to work to support society. So that stayed on my list because I think that's very current.
I would agree. I reckon it is. It is definitely a current one.
And the last one I've got is anger. And unfortunately, that stayed on the list too, because that's a biggie.
This anger is good and bad.
Yeah.
I think.
Controlled anger can actually motivate you to make positive changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But a lot of anger is aggressive anger, which is just, it's rage these days, isn't it? People can road rage and people just seem to. I think people are on a much shorter fuse these days. I think people get annoyed and irritated much more easily.
Well, the whole time frame of the world is shortening, isn't it? All of a sudden, I don't watch a full news bulletin. I just want to watch the 5-minute little segment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that part of it, though, is I get really angry at the politicians, but because I feel that there's nothing I can do to actually stop these people from what they're doing.
And that's born out of
like
frustration.
You know, like this latest thing with sending these poor people to Malaysia. Mm. You know, it's like I feel like there's nothing I can do. And I don't get angry, but I get frustrated at them.
Mm. Which frustration can lead to anger quite easily.
Yeah.
But that is born. It's born out of frustration, isn't it? And as an individual, you know, you feel quite powerless as to be able to really effectively do anything about it, don't you?
Andrew's waving his finger at us again. So I take it that means we're going to go to our next track, which is by Liberty X, and it's called Greed.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you're on Spirit Lounge with Andrew, Joy, and Bertie, and we're talking about seven deadly sins.
And we've been talking about the original Seven Deadly Sins written back in the 5th century. And Andrew spotted something interesting, that the Vatican in 2008, in their newspaper, published a list of seven modern, what they call social sins.
Mm.
Although not meant as an official shift in policy, the modern sins are consistent with Pope Benedict's hardline stance in confronting what he judges to be the moral equivocation in secular society, all very long words. Andrew, tell us what the Vatican newspaper said.
Okay. The modern social sins are, one, destroying the environment, two, genetic manipulation, three, obscene wealth, four, creating poverty, drug trafficking, immoral scientific experimentation, and violation of fundamental rights of human nature.
That's kind of a weird list, isn't it?
It's very strange.
It is. I mean,
it deviates quite a lot from the original one that they published back way back when.
Well, it's a bit more long-winded, but I think it's also it's also duplicating, isn't it? And it's also doesn't, some areas it's duplicating, and other areas it doesn't seem to be covering enough. I mean, destroying the environment, I think destroying and disrespecting the environment is a sin. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Harming the environment, you know, and I think I would agree with that one. Genetic manipulation. I mean, and he also had immoral scientific experimentation. I mean, that's almost like the same thing, isn't it? Because genetic manipulation would come under that umbrella of immoral scientific experimentation.
Yeah, it kind of begs the question. Like, most when I think about genetic engineering, I kind of think, oh, it's mainly, you know, like plant based stuff.
What about Dolly the sheep? Do you remember Dolly the sheep?
Yeah, see, I would think that would fall under scientific experimentation more than genetic stuff. I know it's not very logical.
The principle is goes against, you know, human nature, doesn't it? But it's because we're becoming quite clever scientists. We're manipulating human nature.
We are. We're asking lots of different questions.
Mm. What about the pharmaceutical companies that test out their drugs on people in third world countries?
Well, I think that's hideous. I think the fact they test on animals is hideous and on people. And the other thing, talking about pharmaceutical companies that I found interesting, and I don't know if there's any grounds to this, and if anyone's listening who knows more, please do tell us. But I keep hearing rumours that pharmaceutical companies actually do discover cures for things like, I mean, it might be cancer or it might be other things. It could be MS, it could be anything. But, you know, and then withhold the availability of these drugs to help people get better and have a better quality of life. Yeah, you're frowning at me, but I've heard a rumour about that, because they want people to keep buying all the other drugs which have side effects, so then you have to buy the other drugs for the side effects. And I mean, I hear really scary stories like that. So, I mean, you know, I'd love to have the time to look into that more.
That's shocking if that's true. I love the obscene wealth, because this is coming from the Vatican. I went and visited the Vatican talking about obscene wealth. And look at a lot of the Catholic churches and their what they call manses or whatever, the one priest and, you know, lives in. Just unbelievable.
It's all just covered in gold leaf, isn't it?
Oh, in Mexico.
Just paint the walls with gold leaf. Go on. That one as well.
Yeah. I think obscene wealth is actually quite funny, because, you know, when does wealth become obscene? And also, it depends how you acquire it. If you've acquired it honestly and you're just a shrewd business person, then, you know, is that wrong? Is that a sin?
No, but I think the wealth that the Catholic Church has and doesn't share is a sin.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, I was in Mexico, and the gold in their churches was just incredible. Mm. And then you have all the poor people outside begging. I mean,
I think they should rethink number three, shouldn't they?
Well, yeah.
I don't think they were thinking
they
straight.
They should do something about it. Drug trafficking.
Hang on, we did no. Creating poverty was number four.
Oh, yes.
Is he creating poverty? Because I think forcing, what they're meaning is forcing people into poverty, aren't they? And if there is poverty around, which there is, it's ignoring or neglecting existing poverty. I mean, that's naughty.
But also, the Western world has also played a part in creating an environment in which poor people become poorer.
Yeah, and the
rich
get richer.
Become richer. Yeah. So, like, things like this happen through, like, restricting water supply to some countries. There's some countries where Western society's gone in and we have a water company, and we're like, oh, well, the user can pay for the water. What if that person can't afford to pay to use that water pump? So we're creating a system whereby if you're poor, then you get a worse quality of life than what you had prior to us creating that system. I think that can also be quite sinful.
I agree. Going back to what I was saying before, the haves and the have-nots. I mean, the gap's getting bigger and bigger. And I just wish all the haves would just help the have-nots and we could close that gap. So, I think...
The level of homelessness in America is just unbelievable.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, just in that country. Yeah. I mean, here it's probably unbelievable. We just don't see it as much.
The UK is bad too.
Let alone the third world countries.
Mm. Well, they never had a home in the first place, I suppose, half of them.
Yeah.
Poor things. But, and then the number five was drug trafficking. which I think is quite interesting. Why just drug trafficking? I mean, I've written in my notes here, you know, what about people trafficking?
Yeah, well, people trafficking was on my list.
Yeah.
As well as drug trafficking.
It should be trafficking, shouldn't it? And I don't mean cars and traffic lights.
Trafficking anything that's bad.
Trafficking anything that's bad. Yeah. Peddling anything that's bad. And this is quite his last one. Violation of the fundamental rights of human nature.
Bit of a cop out.
I mean, that's what's he trying? I mean, that's too broad. You know,
it is quite a big umbrella. That's if we missed anything else on the list.
Yeah,
then comes under that.
Yes, when it comes to 7 ABCD, then it's all under there.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of SMSs here.
People are listening.
And Grant says that his sins would be arrogance, hatred, and falsity.
Mm, Grant from Essendon. Good evening.
Yes, and then we have Steve the truckie.
where are you trucking?
And he says, I don't believe we get judged for our sins. However, I do believe we should do no harm to another. And the biggest disservice we can do to ourselves is not to live life to our full potential. Love the show, guys. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks, Steve the truckie. Actually, those are really good words. You're right. Everyone should seize the day and live your life to its full
potential.
But
so many people in the world don't have the ability to live their life to the full potential because of circumstances.
No, they don't get the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it's incumbent on us then to do that and to try and help other people.
Mm. Very much so. No, good to hear from you guys. Thank you.
So if you have something to add to our conversation, text us in. It's 0427-JOY949, or you can email directly onair@joy.org.au.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with the Priest, the Pom, and the Poof. And just to tell you that Acts to Faith is a Christian church dedicated to sharing the all-inclusive love of Jesus Christ with all people. And they have a fellowship gathering on Saturday, the 21st of May, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 251 High Street, Northcote. If you would like to attend, you need to RSVP by 14th of May to Becky on 0457-575-000, or look up ACTS2 faithfellowship.org. Now, we've been talking about the seven deadly sins. So, Bertie, tell us, what is your list of seven deadly sins, the modern one?
Because you've rewritten it, haven't you?
Well, I've rewritten it, yeah.
Taken some inspiration from the old or started afresh?
A bit of both, because I've kept four on. So I've kept gluttony, anger, greed and sloth on, as we've previously discussed during the programme and the reasons why. I've got three new ones, and I think genocide is one. I think bigotry is one. And I think war is one. And war is probably the only one I would expand, because that can incorporate nuclear war, it can incorporate chemical warfare, and actually war on the planet, as we've already been discussing. You know, the big corporate companies are probably the biggest culprits in terms of trashing our beautiful planet because of their greed and avarice. So genocide, bigotry and war, I think, would be the three, in addition to sloth, greed, anger and gluttony.
Yes, I must admit I had war on mine. But I did see the solution to the seven deadly sins recently. I was in a gift shop and I saw that you could buy seven candles, and if you burnt the candles, then you would get over the seven deadly sins. You would be forgiven.
What, just by burning the candles?
Yeah, but it was $35.95, so you didn't get it.
Did you think that would actually work?
I thought that was quite a sin charging that much for it.
I think you're a bit of a tight ass, actually, and that's a sin.
Now, Andrew, just before we play our final track, Dear Mr. President by Pink, which is a fabulous track, you have cheated, haven't you, in your Seven Deadly modern version?
I did cheat a little bit. I wanted to take a little bit of inspiration, or in fact, just verbatim, from Gandhi. So Gandhi's list of modern sins are wealth without work, pleasure without consequence.
Conscience. He can't read. Because he can't read.
Didn't go to school to learn to read.
Didn't you learn it off by heart?
Science without humanity. Knowledge without character. Politics without principles. Commerce without morality. And worship without sacrifice.
Fabulous. And that's goodbye from all of us until
next week.
Next week. Next don't week. Forget to tune in.
Thanks for listening. La 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 la.
Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.